time. Blow that thing, Biggie. I'm trying.
Yes, I can.
Turkey Skies.
Okay, hi, welcome to Montucky Skies, episode 3. I'm Biggs.
I'm Gay Gary.
How's it going, Gay Gary?
Just gay as a day.
I heard that you heard the new Teen Wolf show.
That's correct.
How fucking shitty was that?
How shit?
Yeah, you want to surmise it for us? Because you saw more. I was only able to see a half hour. It looked like, I guess, the second episode that was on.
Yep.
I saw the last half hour was fucking terrible. I really don't think I needed to see the first 90 minutes.
Horrible idea. Lacrosse sucks. Lacrosse is dead.
Lacrosse, man. What the
dead.
Fuck?
I know. It's the worst thing ever. Basketball's good. Boxing's good. Lacrosse. I mean, it could have even gone to soccer, and it would have been cooler than lacrosse, man.
Yeah, they could have sold it, I guess, internationally that way.
Yeah, I mean. But basically, epic fail. Not into it. Horrible. Style sucks. Scott sucks. I mean, it's called Teen Wolf, but no Michael J. Fox. And I like how you put it earlier. It's basically...
It's Twilight.
Twilight.
It is fucking Twilight, dude. Yeah. So, everything is Twilight now. It drives me fucking crazy.
With a wolf. It's just going for those younger audiences.
It was literally like they were like, hey, let's... we need the sales up on Teen Wolf DVDs. Yeah. But we also need to fucking remake Twilight for the TV somehow. But the movies are still out, so we can't do the TV series just yet. And with MTV, you know this shit's only going to last a season, maybe two.
Yeah.
No matter how good it does. I mean, even the Osbournes only lasted 2 seasons, and that shit was huge, right? 2 seasons?
I think it was longer than that.
Oh, it must have just flamed out after the second.
It was like 4 or 5, I think, honestly. Yeah.
Anyway, but MTV shit flames out really fast. So I think they were just like, well, let's fucking take this 80s movie.
More like gays out. Oh.
Yeah. Let's take this 80s movie that nobody's seen from their target audience and fucking just... make it Twilight with werewolves, and then fucking we'll resell old Teen Wolf DVDs and fucking... It's so horrible, dude. And I went off about this earlier, but the Teen Wolf movie, the only thing that really bothered me about that was the fact that his nemesis is standing at the baseline staring at him when they're shooting free throws. He can't get on the fucking block. He can't get behind him. So clearly they didn't have the best knowledge of, like, basketball. But fucking, I mean, lacrosse, nobody knows what lacrosse is. And all I can figure is they were just like, we don't know shit about sports. So let's do the one with the net where they throw it at each other. Because nobody fucking knows how that's played. I don't even know where that shit originated. I don't know if there's any countries that play it other than us. Yeah. I don't know why we play it. I guess like people at Yale and shit play it.
I don't even see any excitement in watching it or being a player. I don't know. I just don't know.
Do you know my extent of lacrosse? Like, how... Let me put it this way. The only lacrosse that I've witnessed in my life was American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Klein and plays lacrosse.
Maybe that's what they're trying to bring
back. And you
back.
Know what? Yeah. I don't think they even really played lacrosse. I think he was just on the lacrosse team, and God knows why they chose that either. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Tara Reid, how you doing? Oh, no, he was dating that redhead bitch. Never mind.
Oh, the band geek?
Yeah.
No, wait. No, Chris Klein was the one who didn't really make it to the other movies. He was the one... He was dating Tara Reid. You got it right the first time. Yeah,
Hi,
the one
Tara
who does
Reid.
The tongue twister or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, so I did that right. But I just don't get the lacrosse. Never will.
By the way, if I can say this, Chris Klein is our generation's lesser-known Keanu Reeves.
Oh, man.
He's got the same Keanu Reeves. He's just like, hey, how's it going?
And he's got the DUIs to prove it, man. Chris Klein does, man.
See, you already know more than Chris Klein and more about Chris Klein than I do. Well, I know he played lacrosse in American Pie. That's
I am gay,
it.
So I mean... so.
He is super dreamy.
Okay. Yep. Should we get to a question? Ask Gay Gary question?
Yeah. Okay. So we got the email up. We got a couple of listeners and we got some questions here. So let's hear what it is.
Okay. Gay Gary, are you really gay? Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty simple.
That's pretty easy. Okay, now this one's for Big Money Smalls, which the rumor is he has multiple children.
Under the Ask Gay Gary column, there's one for
Biggie. Big. Because they said, I don't want to make you feel too gay, Gary. Here's a question for Big Money Smalls.
It was the same
don't
guy.
Don't feel too gay. Yeah.
Or girl, I don't know.
His name's Bill. He's from Bozeman, Montana. All
right.
Biggie, there's speculation that you have multiple children all over the state of Montana. How has being a father changed your life?
Well, first off, I've speculated the same things, and I hope to never find out for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think Bill's saying that you might have some kids in Bozeman.
In Bozeman.
Yeah. Yep.
God, I hope not, because out of the options that might have come from Bozeman. Unless they move there. You know, being a father is great. It's a lot of fun.
That you know of when you have your kids. Yeah,
you certainly can't drink as much beer or drop acid.
How many kids do you have that you take care of that you still pay for?
What's that? How many kids do I take care of?
Yeah, how many kids do you actually pay for?
What do you mean pay for?
Buy some diapers and shit.
That I admit are my kids?
Yeah. should we call your wife?
Yeah, I got a daughter and a stepdaughter and then... Probably a couple more stepkids. Definitely a couple more stepkids, but they don't live with us.
Nice.
So there you go. It's fatherhood, man. There's a lot of interesting things about fatherhood. You feel really bad when you're really drunk and you're picking up your kid and you almost trip.
I understand that. Well, that's Bill, thank you so much from Bozeman, Montana.
Hey, fuck yeah. Hey, you guys got any questions for us? Just remember to label it Ask Gay Gary. Put it under my email address, bigmoneysmalls@hotmail.com. The more the merrier. We like answering them. It gives us something to talk about.
The more the gayer.
Yeah, the more the gayer. Okay. Also, on to business. We should just get this out of the way. Who was the pawn shop that sponsored us?
Oh, New to You. Bozeman, Montana.
And I'm sorry that I was talking crap last podcast. I'd had a few. I didn't realize that they were actually donating stuff to some charitable causes.
Yeah.
That's really fucking cool.
Sorry, Rhonda.
Right. But they have great stuff. I went there a little while ago before we headed on out of town.
Beautiful.
They're pretty awesome. But we also have a new sponsor. I'm very excited about this. As you know, it's summer movie season.
Ooh.
And we have a really big summer movie. It's a horror movie. And there's a couple comebacks that are coming out. And I think you're going to be really interested to hear this. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's spin the commercial, get paid, and then we'll come back.
This is the tomb of Jesus Christ.
They found his tomb.
U.S. Marshals are still investigating yesterday's mysterious explosion at the Fermilab near Chicago, Illinois. Officials are still determining the environmental effects of the explosion and have evacuated the nearby towns of Batavia, Warrenville, and areas of West Chicago.
They transported him to America.
Haven't you read the Book of Revelation?
They thought it was a miracle.
Come gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that he may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men.
He is risen. God help us all.
Come on. You're telling me that 25 people disappeared in my precinct and Jesus ate them? And lead us not into temptation.
Brains.
But deliver us from evil.
Sean Connery.
He just lunged at his face? Jehovah starts with an I!
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everybody get down!
Zombie Jesus.
Yeah!
This film is not yet rated.
Holy shit, man. Zombie Jesus.
I am fucking excited about this shit, man. I can't believe they're sponsoring us.
Oh.
So I'm sure it'll be at the theater near you very soon.
That just tore my... That just tore me up, man. Oh, zombie Jesus.
Yeah, woo! It's great, dude. You got the Passion of the Christ. I'm going to admit.
Mel Gibson is
crazy
all the time.
I had a little producing credit on this one. Mm-hmm. Fucking zombies are hitting so big right now. Mm. You know, they're trying to bring back the werewolf, apparently. But no, dude. It's all zombies right now. You got The Walking Dead. You got zombie fucking movies coming out like crazy. And the Passion of the Christ. Man, those Christians turn out for movies. They haven't had a big one, you know, like a non-Kirk Cameron movie forever.
But them Christians aren't coming out for zombie Jesus.
Oh, they might. They might if you market it right. You don't play that trailer for them. You play the ones with Sean Connery. You play the ones where he's reading. I don't know if you noticed that, but he's reading from the Book of Revelations, dude. That was put in for the Christians. So I think they can get down with the horror movie if it's the right one.
I don't know, man.
It's going to be huge, dude. Sean Connery and Schwarzenegger haven't made a movie forever, and they're both huge. It's going to be big, I'm telling you.
Oh, was Schwarzenegger the zombie?
No, he got ate by a zombie. Oh, okay. I don't want to give anything away, okay. But he's definitely... It's a much bigger role than it was in The Expendables.
Who wrote Zombie Jesus?
Yeah, I kind of wrote it.
So basically, you sponsored this fucking commercial.
I produced it and wrote it and did voices and recorded it, directed it.
I thought
wrote the music for it.
How'd you get Schwarzenegger?
I
you just dangled a fucking prostitute or a nanny in front of him.
Right? Yeah, dangled the nanny in front of him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you can fuck the nanny. He's like, oh,
the nanny stays very good.
Oh, the nanny. Fuck me. That's good, man.
Yeah, I'll do it if I'm the zombie Jesus. No, Arnold.
Who are you going to have shoot that movie, man?
I'm going to shoot it.
With what camera, bitch?
I have a camera phone.
You're going to pull a Sam McIntyre and just get a little fucking weird ass camera phone fucking video in?
Well, I figured this way. You never have a cut longer than 15 seconds. It'll be fine. You just have it constantly.
Every scene's cut.
Right. It's sort of like the scenes in like Evil Dead 2, another big film, where it's just like he's making his chainsaw hand and name cutting dropping. Off the barrel for a shotgun and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just cut. Or fucking Requiem for a Dream. How fucking great are those scenes where it's just like, you know?
Yeah.
People fucking love that shit. So it'll be an entire 90 minutes of that. I don't know.
That was good,
There's
man.
Hand motions with that, but obviously nobody can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, helps man. With the Coke or the heroin spoon.
Right. Oh, we have a guest musician today coming all the way from Helena, Montana.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how you doing? Hold on, let me go get him. I'll go open the door.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Hey, come on.
Oh, hey, guest musician.
Hey, come how you doing, guys? Hey. What's happening, man?
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Hey, I'm Steve Jones.
Oh, Steve Jones.
I mean,
nice.
Phil Simone.
Phil Simone?
Phil Simone.
How you doing, Phil? Do you know...
Gay Gary... But, whatever.
Right. No,
I'm... You know?
Right.
I'm Phil Simone.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me move the microphone here. I hope this turns out. All right.
I'm going to perform a song called, Drink My Dinner by Phil Simone. Goes a little something like this. Let it roll out, man. I'm a man in a cowboy shirt. I don't mind women in short skirts. I like to drink my dinner. I'm a lonely, broke senior. So have a drink on me. Solo!
Phil Simone, bitches. I'll see you
thank
guys
you,
later.
Thank you, Phil Simone.
Hey. You bet. Oh, see you guys later, man.
Yeah, see you later.
Cool.
Oh, don't forget those headphones. Yeah. All right. Oh, hey, Gay Gary. I didn't see you in the corner over there.
Hey, what's happening?
Poorly pulled off, huh?
Yeah. I'm curious how that turned out. This is our first live performance. This is exciting.
Yeah, Phil Simone, thanks a lot for coming out.
Oh.
Still good looking.
Okay, so I wanna get back on the Michael J. Fox train here again.
Okay, Back to the Future style?
Yeah, Back to the Future style. There was something that I was thinking about here. So, okay, since we're talking about Teen Wolf and all, yep. That we go back to a quality Michael J. Fox thing. Okay, there's like shit in Back to the Future that has always bothered me. I gotta talk about it.
Let
it seems
out.
Like every Michael J. Fox movie, there's always a little thing. It's not necessarily his fault, it's the writing. But if I was Michael J. Fox, I'd be like, hey, hand me a script. Let me take a look at it. You know,
throw
I'm Michael J.
Around.
Fox, yeah. Bitch. Don't you know me? I'm on family ties.
Throw that
I'm
shit
on
around.
Fucking I got family ties money, bitch. You know, I would be emphasizing
still coming
that
in
shit.
He's still getting all that money coming in still, man.
Probably, yeah. I mean, Family Ties is on, like, what is it on at all?
Well, when you
it's
Parkinson's.
On Netflix, I know that.
Well, when you have Parkinson's, man, you need all that money. You can get extra money.
Yeah, man.
It goes straight medical fees.
No shit. Anyway, so it was pointed out to me a little while ago, Back to the Future 3, the end scene, they have a part where there's a so Doc is like, Marty, your future is anything you want it to be. You know, and he goes out and that whole thing. Well, there's a kid behind him, and it stayed into the final cut of the movie. I never fucking noticed this. Like 20 years that movie's been out, and I never noticed this. But when you look at it, there's this little kid in the background. He's one of his kids, and he's like doing this like grabbing motion, like he's like gonna grab Leah Thompson's ass or something, or maybe even Mary Steinbergen's ass.
Ugh. That girl, I haven't wanted to make a move on that girl's ass for a long time.
Are we talking Leah Thompson?
No, I'll fool around Leah Thompson now.
Yeah.
But that Mary bitch man does not.
Mary's time.
I don't know. I would not fool around with her at any time.
I don't see
that
Steve Martin sees in her because he's apparently married to her.
Maybe he does drugs.
It's true. He might. He's big time too. Probably. Yeah. Silver spoon. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so yeah, he's sitting there, the little kid's like doing this grabbing motion like for the ass, and then he points to his crotch. And you can fucking see this shit. It's real. I saw it on TV a while ago too, so I confirmed that it is in the fucking movie. But if you look on YouTube, like put Back to the Future 3 creepy kid or something with the kid, it'll come up, and the YouTube clip I saw like shows it regular and then does a close-up on the kid again, and then does an extreme close-up and just shows his hand like pointing his little kitty crotch. It's so disturbing.
While you're looking up that, also look up Brokeback to the Future. That won't hurt.
Oh, that shit is funny.
Won't hurt.
Yeah, okay. So that's a series of all these trailers where they recut shit to look like something else.
I love like The Shining where they make The Shining look very happy.
The Shining! They make it a romantic comedy. It's so fucking brilliant. They have one for The Lion King where they make it a horror movie and stuff. Definitely.
Oh.
Willy Wonka does a great drug dealer one. So anyways, back to the future. So
back to the future.
Back to part two. We're working our way backwards. Part two. There's a mistake in the first one that always bothered me, which I think is why they took out the photograph thing in part two. That device is not used. Instead, they have this very convoluted plot where they're traveling through time and it all fucking works. Like, it'll give you a headache figuring out, but if you look at it, you rewind it, you figure out that shit, it might give you a headache, but it all fucking works. And that's why that's my favorite of the trilogy, is like the shit is complicated as hell and it works. And I just love it. And I love the future thing anyways. I always love when they go in the near future and then you hit the future and you're like, this shit didn't happen. You know what I mean? Because 2015, I seriously doubt we're getting our Nikes that fucking suck up under our feet.
Totally.
Or hoverboards. But the first one, they have the whole photograph thing. Like, he sits there and looks at the photograph. His sister disappears. His brother disappears as he's fucking up shit with his dad and mom. What always bothers me is he's up on the stage playing at the Under the Sea dance.
Wee-ew.
Right. He's sitting there playing. And George McFly gets shoved out of the way by Biff. And Biff starts dancing with Michael J. Fox's mom, who was not played by Leah Thompson, right? It was somebody else, and then she came in the second one. So, she gets shoved out of the way. Fucking, And Michael J. Fox is playing guitar and he starts disappearing. He starts, you can see through his hand and stuff, and he's playing horrible guitar. And then George McFly fucking like punches Biff and he's fine again. Now, Michael J. Fox did nothing to fucking alter this shit. Huh. Nothing at all.
Yep.
Like, he should have been fine. Nothing happened. If he was even like, Biff, you're a little bitch, and then like he gets distracted and George punched him,
yeah,
that would work. Yeah. That would work. Like, yeah, started to disappear Michael J. Fox. But because he didn't do anything in the past to change the future, it should have still worked out the same way. It's stupid. It was thrown in for dramatic effect, but it didn't make sense if you think about it all. Now, my wife vehemently disagrees with me on this shit. It is like,
I can't believe she disagrees.
I know.
Like, argues.
She's very, she seems agreeable, but man, when she gets a couple drinks in her, dude, watch out.
What does she like to drink?
She likes to drink like strawberry daiquiris, like foo-foo vodka drinks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a big bottle of Absolute at home. But
nice.
She, like, people
shit,
are like,
you keep that, oh, shit stocked up too. Yeah,
yeah, I do.
Nice.
But people are like, oh, you have the nicest wife ever. She's so cool and stuff. Man, she can be a terror.
Don't trust them quiet ones. Sometimes. Yeah, don't the quiet ever ones, man. Trust the quiet ones.
And I fucking, we were lit. We drank some. She might not even fucking remember this, but I recorded this argument so you guys can hear like how unfucking reasonable she is about this shit. And this has been shit we fought about our wedding day. Like,
have you played this back?
We didn't consummate our wedding for like a month because of this argument.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So you ready for this? You ready for this shit?
No, I mean, like, really? Like, she's out of line?
That completely out of line. Take a listen.
So you tell me, why does he start to disappear if he already got George toughened up?
I just did, because as of that moment in time, George was going to walk away and they weren't going to get together and Michael J. Fox wasn't going to exist.
So?
So that's why he started disappearing.
He wouldn't have started disappearing if he hadn't set all this stuff into motion. Like, he set all this stuff into motion. There's no reason why he shouldn't have disappeared.
I told you, because at that moment in time, they weren't gonna exist.
Fuck, I want a divorce.
Can you fucking believe that shit?
I can't, man. This is crazy.
Fuck, man. It's completely unreasonable, dude. No logic whatsoever. I just, oh, I'm really considering that divorce. Fuck. Ooh, I'm feeling a little ambient today.
We got a special guest tonight.
Oh, is Phil back? Hey, hey. Let me, ooh. You know what this shit is, dude? Sounds like a John Carpenter soundtrack. Oh my god. Man. Like The Thing or something. Do that drum again. Have you ever seen the original Assault on Precinct 13?
Yeah.
Fucking classic, dude. An ice cream truck pulls out, this guy's like got a gun fucking pointed out at all these people. He sees this little kid and blows his head off. Unbelievable, man. You want to throw out a plug for your keyboard?
No.
You sound like fucking Paul Schaefer. Right? That's right, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. So I've been asked why we're not on iTunes, and I'm gonna throw it out there right now.
Oh, because you want some help?
All right, well, our buddy Dub won't help me get this on iTunes because apparently he's doing another podcast. They're afraid of competition, and I even fucking asked him to be on the show before that came up, and nothing. So Dub, I'm calling you out. You show up and get on the show. Or people are gonna know, man. People are gonna know.
He's not gonna fucking care.
I know. So what else do we have on the agenda today?
You know, I think we kind of handled it, man.
We handled everything.
Oh, we're gonna do a song here. I guess we're gonna go into a song. I mean, I've been playing a song, but you know. Tonight we ride, drink myself into oblivion. A great song. It's a country song. I get drunk, get real paid.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
I'm gonna drink myself into oblivion.
So I feel like there was a big hole in a story we were telling earlier. We were talking about my stripper story.
Yep.
The Ice Cube one in particular from, I believe, episode 2.
That was good.
Yeah. It's been a little while since we recorded. Mm-hmm. Knocked out the first two in 2 days to stagger that shit up on the net.
I got that new job, so I've been, you know, dedicated.
Yeah.
Gary's got mouths to feed. You know what I mean?
It's an interesting way of putting it.
You know what I mean?
Mouth. Exactly what you mean.
I'll feed your mouth, bitch, with my dick. You know, asshole.
Anyway, but there was, so that trip before, I guess it would have been right after
the
stripper
thing happened.
Was that the first time
we met Matt Hope at all?
Matt No Hope at all.
No Hope at all.
Yes, it was. We went out to this concert. I think it was the Chili Peppers and the Foo Fighters. And I remember the second day, or no, not the second day, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. But it was the day, oh yeah, okay, it was the day after the Marshall Mathers LP dropped. Mm. I remember that much because it was fucking weird. I've been to so many concerts and, you know, you always get that scene, especially at the Gorge in George Washington, this big natural amphitheater.
The Gorge.
There's this big camping kind of spot that they run shuttle buses to the place where you see the show. And so we were staying there, and I've stayed there probably like 5 times. I think I've seen like 5 shows there. Well, usually when you're hanging out there, people are like blasting the music of whatever band you're going to see. You know, it's Nah, it's got some keyboard accompaniment. But you get like some accompaniment there. Like if you're watching Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters, you're probably gonna hear "There Goes My Hero" and some Underbridge and shit. But no, everybody was playing like fucking Marshall Mathers like crazy. And I remember that just it was weird. It was just fucking weird to like to have everybody had that fucking album and was playing it like the day after that album came out.
Well, Eminem, you know, does Stomp the Yard.
Well, not that was clearly his peak too. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like that album was huge. But
I need a doctor.
But we went to the concert.
You left that off like you don't know that song. Dr. Dre, the newest song with Eminem.
I don't know. He goes,
I need a doctor.
I haven't. I'm going to be honest, dude. I dug his first album. I dug his second album. I love the shit he did with Dre. That third album came out, and I was like, really?
Like Eminem or Dr. Dre?
Eminem. No, yeah. I love Dr. Dre, but I was just like, come on, man. Yeah. And, I'm done with the Eminem train. I'll still listen to some of his older shit, but I feel like he kind of lost his touchstone on, like, he used to rap about being poor and then, like, his initial reaction to celebrity and how fucked up the other celebrities were. And now it's just, like, I can't fucking identify with the shit he's doing because he's making up shit now. It's, like, fictional stuff about... Anyway, that's not important. So we went out to this concert, and I remember we were walking around with one finger up, and I don't know who came up with this theory, but they were like, if you walk around with one finger...
You can get whatever you want.
You can get whatever you want. And it was absolutely fucking true.
People
it
would come up so to us and be like, true. Why do you guys have your hands up? We're like, oh, we need tickets and drugs. And basically, anybody that stopped us...
Can you imagine doing that nowadays? Oh, we're looking for drugs, and nobody would have fucking...
Nope. Man, it was awesome. Because within like 30 minutes, we were hooked up with mushrooms, acid, weed, tickets. We were looking for tickets. But,
one of our buddies was looking for a scout ticket, and he fucking got it. Mm-hmm. Amazing, dude. And that was where we met up with our buddy. We wound up smoking with him and dropping some acid, but he didn't actually have any. But I remember you had really bad allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you were fucking...
I was tripping on acid and I had an asthma attack. And I did not feel safe, basically. And I basically just looked to the sky. Not to God, to the sky.
Right.
Yeah, fuck that God.
Just because those clouds are so fucking trippy.
Yeah, but basically just held it together while I was having an asthma attack and just basically had to run back to the car and get my inhaler. Take a couple puffs, felt better, but still tripping on acid, so I still had no idea how I was doing. I was still terrified, but you know how that goes.
I remember walking over in this one section of the campground. I go walking over, and there's people playing volleyball and stuff in some bathrooms.
Weird.
And I had a beer in my hand, like a full beer. And it's a can of beer, right? And so I go walking up, and I am frying balls. Like, I'm out of my mind. And this guy, I guess he's like a security guard or something. Mm-hmm. He, like, worked with the campground.
Yep.
But he's like, hey, you can't drink that here. And I stare at him. Like, for a full minute, I stare at him.
Yeah.
I take off my sunglasses, stare at him for another 5 seconds.
Danny McBride
Then
moment.
It dawns on me what he's saying. Because I'm just staring at him because I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
And then the wind tells me or something. Oh. And then I fucking, like, right in front of him, drained my beer.
The seashore?
Crumpled it up.
Told you.
What's that?
You mean the seashore told
right,
you?
The seashore.
Yeah.
So then I drain my beer, I crumple it, throw it at his feet, and just walk into there. Like, I mean, no sense of consequence.
And the crowd went wild, huh?
Right. But we weren't at the show quite yet.
Not at all. You want to hear the bird sounds? Check this out.
Ooh.
That sounds horrible. Sounds like that bird horrible. Died.
So you want to plug your horrible keyboard there? Optimus.
No. Nope.
Optimus keyboard.
No, fuck this thing, man. It sounds like a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, I do have a Yamaha, and it's always done me well.
Whatever, dude. Why don't you make me feel bad about my keyboard?
Well, it was the last thing I spent money on for a musical instrument, so... But the other acid story, which... the one that I fucking love about that trip was you had that gigantic bag of gummy bears. When I say bag, I mean like Costco, picture a big Costco garbage style. Bag. Yeah. Picture a big garbage bag and then like taking maybe a third of that and making it into a bag to hold gummy bears. Like that's how many fucking gummy bears were in that bag. And I remember it was really hot and we went and stared down into the bag. And I look in it and I dip my head down inside it and fucking I just see all these colors everywhere. And you say, do you remember?
Oh, don't get lost in the bag. What did I say?
Yeah. You're like, don't jump in there. I don't want to find you. Don't get lost.
Oh, that's a weird trip.
And that's exactly what I was thinking, dude. And I don't think I was saying it out loud. I was just like, I'm going to fucking jump in there. There's so many colors.
I didn't want to. Well, there were so many colors, I couldn't distinguish you from any other color, man, you know? You get lost in a rainbow, you're not going to get found, you know? So it's like...
But, the other gummy bear thing that really made me laugh was I was working at fucking Burger King at the time, dude. And I remember you lined up all these gummy bears on the bill of my hat. And it was really fucking hot, and I go to grab my hat, and there's just this giant rainbow coming out of my hand, and everybody's like, ooh. We all thought that was the coolest thing until fucking the acid wore off, and I was like, motherfucker, you just ruined my uniform.
I remember I put like a shit ton of gummy bears on someone's hat, probably Richard's or yours.
It was mine, dude. It was mine.
Richard's hat. I think I put a bunch. Yeah, somebody's hat. I put a shit ton of them on.
You already said his name last one.
Richard.
It's on the net.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Fuck that dude.
But I probably had it coming with my hat just because fucking I was borrowing so much money from you from that strip club experience anyway. So I had it coming. Ooh. Well, should we... Do a spin a song? Or...
Yeah, man, it's your pick.
Okay, I'm actually going to do a solo effort here. I'm going to play my unicorn song. It's called The Unicorn Song.
Did you put it on? I thought you put it on another one.
That was on a... We started recording and it cut off.
Oh, okay.
To pull back the curtain a little bit. Okay. It cut off, didn't record. So just to save confusion in future podcasts.
Okay.
I actually wrote this for Gay Gary because he's a big fan of unicorns. Gnomes too. I wasn't able to work in a gnome. I didn't think about it soon enough. But there are a reference to your dick fur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reference to it. Your assless chaps. I mean, this song was fucking tailor made for you, my friend. So we're gonna spin this, and I hope you enjoy it.
I pulled into a truck stop at 10:30. I adjusted my cap, gave the waitress a grin, told the waitress I'd been eating the biggest meal she'd ever seen. Well, she nodded her head, wrote it down, turned around when the place got real quiet and wasn't a sound. A man walked in with a purple hat like it was Halloween. He had a rainbow shirt under a coat made of fur, and he had leather gloves and metal studs, I'm sure, that couldn't keep his fingers warm because they were ripped and torn. To round out his duds, he had a warm pair of chaps, and though I didn't want to see, he didn't wear any pants. Invisible from that window, he hauled his freight with a unicorn. Said, listen here, man, you're a real big mess. I swear you're a pimp with the way you dress. And why can't you be normal and drive an 18-wheel anyway? He said, I got style, charisma, and flash. And he reached in his pocket for a fistful of cash. Said, Betsy the unicorn and me'll out-haul you any day. I took him for the race cause I couldn't see no harm. Told the waitress make my breakfast and set up your alarm for the bacon that you're making, and I'll be back before it's done. Stepped outside, we are gonna race the butte. Jumped on his unicorn that was fuzzy and cute, and we acknowledged to each other that we're both hauling a ton. Soon we were off racing, pulling our respective loads, and let me tell you, son, we were burning up the road. I never would have believed it, but that unicorn, well, it really flew. For the first 8 miles, we were both neck and neck, but I had to get behind him to avoid a wreck, when the road without warning cut down from 4 lanes to 2. Old Betsy now, that just saw her path was clear. She glanced back at me, gave me a snide stare, and ran more swiftly than any horse or cheetah ever born. Another 26 miles, she was beginning to slow, but my truck wouldn't tire, it would push ahead and go. I was just so embarrassed to admit that I lost my horn. After that day, I never saw the man with chaps. So when I close my eyes, I'm haunted by his lack of pants. In that race, that if I was a lesser man, I know I'd cry. I know what you're thinking, and I know what you're guessing. He's on the crystal meth, or perhaps I'm repressing. Coming out of the closet, but I swear, it was a unicorn.
Good song, by the way.
Yeah, hey, thanks. I wrote it for you, my friend.
Hey, remember that song I had when we were working at Burger King and shit together? And I wrote that song, Who's That Girl with the Telephone Shoes?
The Telephone Shoes.
It's and Who's me. That Girl with the Pretty Purple Bike?
It's me!
It's yeah, me!
Sort of a Sherry Terry meets Ween.
Yeah, yeah. Who's that girl with the telephone shoes?
It's me!
It's me, motherfucker! Now, who's that girl with the pretty purple bike?
It's me. It's me.
I don't know what the fuck. And you and Chad had that song of that Pantera one that get the fuck out of our drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to come through my drive-thru? Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Man.
Maybe that was crossing the line.
See what Burger King did to you, man?
Yeah. Fucking set me up for the outstanding individual I am today.
Filled by marriage musicians. Oh, we should start that .com.
Failed by marriage musicians.
Yeah.
You know, I actually heard on I read a web article the other day that said that they're actually running out of internet addresses. By that they don't mean like the actual physical things that you type in there.
Yeah.
But they mean like they've run out of spaces to put addresses, and so it's this big mathematical complication that they're trying to figure out now. They fucking run out, dude. We may not be able to put up some Montucky Sky soon if they don't figure this shit out. It'll be like fucking Y2K, dude. It'll be like Y2K. Hey, by the way, speaking of Y2K, a little bit of Montana politics.
Yeah, let's do this.
Max Baucus, when he was running a couple of years ago, I think it was 2002 when he was running, he fucking ran up against this guy, Stan Jones, who's a libertarian, and this guy fucking dyed his skin blue by accident because he was making zinc, because he was worried that Y2K would, like, he would have to live in a bomb shelter and shit. So he, like, now you want to know the worst part about all this? He fucking tells the newspaper all this shit while he's running for Senate. And, of course, that's the only thing I read about.
That's schizophrenic shit, man. Like, shit. That's just, like, manic, like racing thoughts kind of shit.
And that's all the reporter really talked about. He has light blue skin because, you know, that guy was just like, this guy could be Hitler if he gets in. We gotta stop him early. But you told me that you saw X-Men. And I saw Thor. Have you seen Thor yet?
No, man.
Okay, so why don't you give me your take on X-Men? I'll give you my take on Thor.
Oh, the new class, man. I thought it was great. I thought it was better than the other shit.
What's it about?
It's just about how they came up and shit, and I mean, I was drunk.
Do they stop the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yeah.
See, I was kind of looking forward to that, but at the same time, I'm like, ah, come on, man, that was Kennedy. That wasn't fucking Cyclops or whoever. Cyclops isn't in this one, is he?
Well, some of them are young.
Like Beast?
Yeah, Beast is young as
Who's
shit.
Who's Frasier? Is he Frasier in this one?
I don't know. You know, man, honestly, like, I saw the movie, but I was very drunk. Gin and tonics were flowing.
But it was good.
It was really good.
January Jones, pretty good in it.
Yeah.
That's the shit. Have you seen Mad Men?
Uh-uh.
That's the blonde chick. I think she played Frost or something. Emma Frost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was. She was great.
Yeah, okay.
And you saw Thor. Tell me about Thor.
Ago. I fucking dug the hell out of Thor, dude. It was so good, dude. Do you remember what I told? I was very drunk ranting at you and Sean, our friend Sean. Not Sean. Well, never mind. Anyway, a friend of ours named Sean at the bar, Sean Thompson. I was fucking. He was going to go see the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie and thought it would be great. And I was like, you should see Thor. He's like, no, I'm saving up my money for fucking pirates. And I was like, dude, it's a guy who fucking beats the shit out of people with a hammer. How can you not want to see that? And it's true, dude. It's exactly as advertised. It's a dude who beats the shit out of people with a hammer. It's great.
Never
and
then trust for a while,
he doesn't
like
have
that.
His hammer, but he still beats the shit out of people.
Okay. Sean's great and all, but his, like, how he picks tattoos distinguishes him as a man.
He has a Pabst tattoo, right?
Well, he has like a old, like a pirate tattoos and stuff, but like he goes to tattoo shops and picks them off the wall. You know, people get, you know, thousands of them, hundreds of them. Not a big deal. Everyone has kind of the same tattoo, whatever. But he goes to a tattoo parlor and picks it off the wall. And that's how I judge Sean Thompson.
The dude, he just fucking meanders through life and grabs whatever.
Yeah, I like the guy, but, you know, whatever.
Did you see the fourth Pirates?
No, I have not. I want to.
Okay. Did you see the second and third one?
No. Yes.
Yes. Did you like them?
Yes.
All right. We got issues, dude. We got issues here. The second Pirates of the Caribbean movie has the stupidest fucking...
Dead Man's Chest?
Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Has the stupidest fucking cliffhanger ever, dude. Stupid... Johnny Depp disappears. I wonder what's gonna fucking happen to Johnny Depp.
Nothing.
Are you fucking kidding me? At least like in Star Wars or some shit when Han Solo disappears. At the time, I mean, I wasn't really old enough to know. But you don't fucking know what's gonna happen to Han Solo. He's not the main character. He could
perish.
Bite it. Yeah, perish. He could fucking die as carbonite. Fucking Johnny Depp goes under? That's fucking ridiculous. That would have been like an episode of Columbo where they went off on a cliffhanger where like Columbo gets shot and killed and you wonder what's going to happen to Columbo. What do you think's going to happen to fucking Columbo? The show is called fucking Columbo, dude. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean, they might as well call it Johnny Depp has fucking dreadlocks and acts like a pirate.
Johnny Depp has eyes. I mean, but like they don't even have Keira Knightley or Orlando Bloom for the fourth one. They bring in Penelope Cruz. So I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
What I heard about it was they were trying to make them standalone adventures or something. And so they were, yeah, because the second and third one, people didn't like it. Like, they did well, box office-wise, but people didn't like them. So they were like, well, we're just going to make them a series of, like, one-shot kind of things with the pirates. So that's why they're not in it. They were trying not to have continuity necessarily. Oh. They were just trying to... I guess. I don't know. They lost me after the second one, dude. The first one was pretty good, but the second one fucking sucked. Ugh.
Letdowns. Crazy. Letdowns.
Yeah, fucking Hollywood. All right, you got a... Let's see here. You got a song you want to close out on?
We can only do original shit, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Trying to keep copyrighted
shit out
of this.
Okay, I'm going to go with Birds Mile Home, Angeline.
Wait, what?
Birds Mile Home, Missoula Band, my boyfriends, Gagarious boyfriends, I fuck them all. But basically they have this song that's pretty good. It's called Angeline. I mean, they have lots of songs that
are
good.
Did I play with these guys?
No, I mean, you probably played with their balls, but not musically, I don't think.
Okay, that's good.
But they're cool as hell, and the song's called Angeline. It's great. Birds Mile Home, love them. Boom.
All right, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, take care. This is Gay Gary.
And Biggs.
Seeing. Sayonara. Buenos noches. Locked in here.
and it's so